Italy's failed Banksian Sgroba, Plymouth Socialist Party. The Italian government has recently bailed out two failed Venetian banks, Veneto Banca and Banca Popolare di Vicenza. These two lenders have faltered on the back of bad loans and a mis-selling scandal, problems of their own doing, and yet the Italian public will spend 17 billion euros to clean up the mess. The bank's assets are being divided into good and bad assets. The good ones will go to Italy's biggest retail bank, Intesa San Paolo, and the bad taken by the government, and therefore the Italian public. 12 billion euros of the 17 billion euros total will be spent by the government on guarantees, to cover losses from the bad assets, with the remaining 5 billion euros being kindly taken by Intesa for the privilege of acquiring the good assets. A clear example of privatization of profits, while the public is burdened with bad assets. Also of note is the European Union, EU, Commission's response to this bailout. Following the 2008 financial crisis, the EU proposed rules with the intention that the public would no longer expect to fund bank bailouts, unless other attempts have failed. Not all of these rules have been followed in this Italian case, yet the EU Commission fully condoned the bailout. It shows again that the EU is a boss's club, putting the rich above the poor, by diverting public funds into the pockets of the bankers. In addition, we are yet to see if Intesa decides to close any of its newly acquired branches, and how many jobs will be lost following this bailout. We see in the example of Banca Popolare di Vicenza scandal, how the interests of a privately owned bank conflicts with the interests of societal welfare. The bank purposely misled regulators and investors about its capital strength, after lending money to customers, so they would purchase the bank's shares, a move that not only manipulates market strength, but is also potentially illegal in Italy. There is a resemblance in Banca Popolare's actions to the London Interbank Offered Rate, LIBOR, scandal in which UK banks fraudulently altered their rates, in order to profit from trades, and appeared more creditworthy than they actually were,